We have a cool day today. You know what? We turned the calendar just a few weeks ago to 2014. But for many of us, there are certain things that have happened this past year in 2013 that have really shaped where we're at today. And that's true with sophomore Andrew Holbrook and his mother, Kathy. On August 20 of 2013 of this year, things changed for them, and they're going to share a little about that today.
Thanks, Paul. First, let me say what a blessing it is to be here. If anybody had told me that last August that in January Andrew and I would be here to speak in chapel, it would have just seemed impossible. So I'd like to back up to August 20th. I was on a mission trip in Mexico with my daughter Hillary, Andrew's sister. My husband was on a highway riding his bike on a bike trip from Canada to New York, and our daughter Sarah was milking cows at her job in upstate New York. In Mexico, we got a phone call that Andrew had been in a car accident. His friend Steve was driving, and Steve died. And Andrew, the only thing that we heard about him was that he wasn't brain dead. That was the only medical information we had. And as I look back, even then, I could see that God was already working in this horrible situation. Hillary and I had to cross the border. It was very crowded. We crossed, cut the line, and they just shoot us through. Our friends got flights for us from San Diego to Michigan that morning, and we got on those flights. And the best thing was that Taylor and Sarah arrived in Terminal B and Hillary and I in Terminal A at the Grand Rapids Airport at exactly the same time from opposite coasts. So there we were together. We rushed to Spectrum. Andrew was surrounded by my extended family and members of the Hope staff. He had multiple skull fractures and a severe traumatic brain injury. The Glasgow Coma Scale measures comas on a scale of 3 to 15. 3 is a persistent vegetative state, and Andrew scored a 5. 5 days later, they could take the probe out of his brain and do an MRI, and it was pretty devastating. When the doctor told us the results of the MRI, he cried. So Andrew was in a coma for 16 days. It was a very intense time for our family. We sat at his bed and just watched and watched for any sign of responsiveness, and there was just nothing. We started a Care Pages blog to keep our friends and family updated on what was happening, and it was really therapeutic for us to read those messages of support and encouragement. It was really humbling to know that so many people were caring for us and praying for our family. We laughed and cried every day, and we leaned on Jesus in a way that I think only happens when you're facing something so devastating and you feel so desperate. So back in New York, I teach AP language and composition in a very large public high school, and I got an email in those early days from an incoming student I had never met, and she wanted to say that she was praying for our family, and she asked me to read Psalm 91. I didn't know it by heart, so I read it, and I just had this sense of peace that I knew was from God. And then Psalm 91 just started cropping up everywhere. Paul's brother Bill came to pray with us, and he quoted Psalm 91 in his prayer. And so did a lot of other people who came to pray with us. It was on cards. It was in my devotions in one of those early days. So our daughter Sarah copied it onto paper, and on the top of the paper, she wrote Andrew's Psalm. We started reading it out loud around his bed every night, just our little family. And in the early days, when we didn't know if he would survive, I would read it in bed every night on my phone. And these verses especially comforted me. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Those words gave me an overwhelming sense of peace in the midst of my panic. In the beginning, we started praying for grace for the day because it was too overwhelming to wonder if Andrew would ever walk or talk again or be the person that he was. I would always come back to these verses, and grace for the day became our family's theme. In the middle of the psalm, it says, "Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, or the disease that stalks in darkness, or the disaster that strikes at midday, but instead to make the Lord your shelter." And one thing that we have realized is that God doesn't promise to protect us from bad things. Rather, he promises to walk with us, to be our refuge and our place of safety. Not one of us can control what happens in our life, but we are never alone. So here, at this point, I'd like to encourage you to do two things based on our family's experience. And the first one is to make significant prayer a part of your daily life. We belong to God, and developing a prayer relationship provides us with a peace and security that nothing can take away. In Romans 8, it says we don't always know what to pray, and the Spirit will intercede for us with sighs too deep for words. What a comfort it is to know that however we reach out to God, he is ready to hear us. So in addition to developing a significant daily prayer life, the second and final thing I want to say is to pray for others and ask them to pray for you. Sometimes we were too sad or scared or discouraged to pray ourselves. And that's when the prayers of our friends and family and you lifted us up. I especially remember one friend who posted on Care Pages that he suffered from pretty bad insomnia. And every night when he was lying awake, he was praying for Andrew. We really did feel covered in prayer day and night, hour after hour, across the globe. We couldn't have gotten through this experience without the prayers of our faithful community. So after Spectrum, Andrew went to Mary Freebed for 11 weeks of very intense inpatient therapy. He had to learn to do everything again. He had to learn to swallow so that he could drink water. He had to learn to sit, to talk, to walk, to write. His first physical therapy was trying to hold his head up straight for 5 seconds, and he couldn't do it for days. That's what it was like. Days and days, that was his therapy over and over. And again, we would read from Psalm 91, "He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection." We really believed that God wanted more for Andrew than where he was. We clung to those faithful promises in desperation. We always read Andrew's psalm together before we left for the night. And Andrew would lie in bed every night and raise his fist in the air when we got to the good parts. It's been almost 5 months since the accident, and we still pray for grace for the day. But a lot of times now we call it grace for the grind. Because in the beginning, Andrew's progress was so dramatic, learning to walk, to especially walk, but to talk and to eat and to do all those things again. And now the developments are more subtle, and sometimes it's hard in a different way. So we pray for patience and faith that God will continue his good work in our beautiful boy, and that we will not fear tomorrow or worry about it. Andrew has worked really hard to regain what he lost. After inpatient therapy, he began outpatient therapy, which he continues today at Howland Rehab. And he is auditing a sociology class here today at Hope. His fervent prayer and ours is that he will be able to return to school and get his degree. And we pray for that every day. Andrew often says that this accident has brought him closer to God. So, Andrew, I'd like to ask you if you could just explain how the accident has brought you closer to God.
Yes, I can explain it. Okay, so I was close to God before the accident. No, before the accident, I went through the motions. I did whatever as a Christian. But afterwards, I'm heck of close. Not only because he spared my life, the kid who was 2 or 3 inches away from me didn't make it out of the accident. So I know God wanted more from me, and I know he had a plan for me. I'm going to live into his plan. I'm going to do whatever he calls me to do. I'm going to do it with a full heart and a heart who's thankful to him. I can't wait to see what that plan is. I'm pretty excited to live into it. Thank you guys for your prayers, and thank you guys for your support. It's been awesome. You guys have came around me, hugged me. Thank you so much for everybody's support. Even if I don't know you, thank you so much for your prayers. And I'll pray for you too.
Andrew, will you close by reading our favorite verses of Psalm 91?
Yes. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation.
Andrew's going to close with prayer.
Okay. Please bow your hands. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the start of an exciting new semester. Thanks for sparing my life in the accident, and thanks for sparing everybody's life here. God, I love these kids. I love Hope College. Thanks for bringing me here, and pray for a great semester in which we honor you and love you. Amen.